101.3 WIBD AM 1470, 6:45, and we are joined by our Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School reporters, and I'm going to have you two introduce yourselves, and Catherine, you want to go first?
Hi, I'm Katie Mulkentine. I'm a senior.
All right, and what are you hoping to do once you finish high school?
I'd like to go to college and major in biochemistry on the pre-health track.
And then eventually leading to?
To med school and hopefully be an MD or a DO.
Awesome. Awesome. Sounds like you got to get on track with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Peyton?
I'm Peyton Prisbilla, and I'm a junior at KMO.
All right. And so it's a little earlier for you to be deciding on after high school. But you did. We did talk about it, and you do have a sort of plan.
Yeah. I want to go to Washington County, get my core class out of the way for cheaper, and then go to Oshkosh to get my communications degree.
So, potential radio career awaits.
Yes.
All right. And I think we should mention to state the facts that you are a big Bears fan.
I am, yeah.
So, in fact, I took a picture we put on the Facebook page and you've got the Bears jacket on this morning, so.
Almost wore a jersey, too, so it could have been worse.
So, all right, well, you guys have been in school for, boy, a month already.
Mm-hmm.
How's the year going?
Started out really well, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. A couple new teachers, having the new one. She's really fun. Teaches environmental science.
Okay. And then what are we at? A couple weeks away from homecoming.
Right. 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from Saturday.
Okay. And now each school does their homecoming a little bit different. Is there a parade?
No, we don't have a parade.
You don't do a parade?
No.
Okay. But you get the game, and then is there a dance?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the dance is on Saturday night, and then the homecoming court is announced during the game, during halftime, on Friday night.
Okay. All right. And speaking of Friday nights, big game for the Chargers this Friday night. They are on the road at Kewaskum.
Mm-hmm. Big rival game.
Big rivalry game.
Always a good one.
And Kewaskum not looking so good early on. I mean,
you could say the same about us. So.
Hey, come on, you guys. You won a game, though.
We did. First one in 2-3 years.
Yeah. So you know, and Kewaskum's now lost, what, 3 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll be an interesting. It's a good rivalry game, but it would be a pretty good upset.
It would be.
Definitely.
Yes.
If Kettle Moraine Lutheran wins on Friday night. We got that game live, by the way, 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for kickoff if you want to tune in and catch the game. So tell me, what do we know about the other fall sports teams?
Well, volleyball's been pretty strong so far. They've had a couple of tournaments, and they haven't necessarily won those tournaments fully, but they're still going strong, getting a lot of wins. A lot of their home games, they're getting wins too, which is great.
All right. And how's the soccer team doing?
Soccer team is okay this year. They're not as good as they have been in the past. We had a lot of key seniors that left, big contributions to the team, so or contributions. So not as strong this year. I mean, they're still winning a lot of games, but.
Yeah. And of course, you know, Noah's not there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, there's that. That was, they took that loss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did he start a game last year? I can't remember.
I think he did one. One.
But I miss Noah. Good kid.
Yeah.
So, anyway. What else is coming up? You have other events coming up this fall you're aware of?
There's going to be the fall concert in October. I don't quite remember the exact date for that, but it's on a Sunday.
Okay.
And
you said you're involved in a lot of fine arts activities.
Yes, I'm in band and choir and theater.
Okay. Fall play?
Yes, it's going to be The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales, and that will be in October. Yes, it's a children's theater performance, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and it has a lot of completely outrageous things, as you can tell by the name.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I can see that. So I was just going to pull up the webpage here and just take a look at what else is going on. Oh, trivia night's coming up too.
Mm-hmm.
That's always
a fun night.
Yeah, I think Noah did. They had a team last year. You ever do a team for trivia night?
Yeah, I did it last year. It was a lot of fun.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up, and I know Grandparents Day is coming up in early October, and that's always, from what I understand, always a big days too.
Yeah, a lot of people in the hallways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of who are older than the typical people in the hallways.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Let me see. I think I just saw the concert. I think it just flashed by here. Oh, that was not it. That was the connection. So let's see. What else should we talk about? Are you how did you end up at Kettle Moraine Lutheran?
Well, I went to Good Shepherd Lutheran in West Bend, and that's part of the Federation. So, and my parents both went to KML, so it's always been kind of the game plan for high school.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Katie?
I lived in Oconomowoc before, and my dad works downtown, so the other Lutheran high school options were pretty far away for him. And my mom went to Kettle as well, so she knew it was a great school, and we moved out to Jackson, and now here I am.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. October 7th is the date for the Fall Band and Choir Concert. Right. I finally got it pulled up here. So did you say you're in band?
And choir? Yes.
What do you play?
I play tenor sax, and then, yeah, I'm an alto in choir, and I accompany on saxophone a little bit. They need that.
Oh, okay. All right. And do you have a part in the play?
Yes. I am Foxy Loxy, so
okay.
Ready for that.
Okay. So this is kind of a... This is really kind of a nursery rhyme kind of based play.
Yes, it has a bunch of different stories based on nursery rhymes, and it's all squished together into one play that a narrator is trying to control, but all of the stories kind of get out of control.
Ah, okay. Interesting. You ever do plays?
I do not. I thought about it, but no.
Yeah.
No. I've always been told I'd probably be good at it, but...
I did some in high school, but I was terrible. And here's why. I can't memorize dialogue.
Right.
So that's the problem. We did a one-act play one year, and I all of a sudden jumped about six pages ahead in the middle of the performance, mm-hmm. leaving the rest of my, the cast members looking at me with not exactly happiness, let's say. all right, and I don't think we mentioned, you're a big baseball player.
Yeah. Going to be first year for varsity for me this season. Played a little bit in the summer, so got a feel for that. So it should be a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. Prediction on the way the Brewers season is going to wrap up here.
I think we'll get the wild card. I think the Cardinals are, I don't think the Cardinals are going to be able to catch us, and neither will the Dodgers. So.
Okay. So wild card, and then that means probably you meet the Cubs before too long.
Right. I'm pretty nervous for that, I will say. I think the Cubs get way too hot in the playoffs, and we don't, so.
So we'll see.
We're not an after all-star team. We kind of slow things down. We take our time.
Yeah,
so.
A little bit, yeah. And your prediction on the rest of the Bears season?
I'd like to say 10-6. I think our defense is really good this year, so we just need the offense to get going.
Okay. Are you a baseball or football fan?
I haven't watched much of it. I'll watch the Packer game. I'll put it on, but not die hard like you.
All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about, or should I turn you loose so you can head off to school?
I think we pretty much covered everything.
Pretty much covered it. All right. Hey, thank you guys very much for coming in, and we will see you in about a month.
Thank you.
Thank you.